All right, we someone who likes us is Melvin Gordon. We got Melvin Gordon on the show now. Melvin, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Yeah, man, my bad, man. I was shooting some for vibes.
Yeah, no, that's what I heard. That's all good. What do you? Can you tell us what you're shooting for vibes?
They just doing a documentary on kind of all like on our whole little company. So they just racking it up.
That is awesome. You're going to be – are you in Madison now or are you in Madison tomorrow? Because I know you're coming as part of Wings Over.
I'm in Kenosha right now.
What's that?
Yep.
Oh, you're in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm in Madison. Right, I'm in Wisconsin. I'm back at home, though.
Okay. I got you. So you're going to be at 17 North Charter Street tomorrow, 12:30 to 2:30. Tell us what that's all about.
Just working with Wings Over. It's kind of dope, you know, when they reached out wanting to work together because – I used to eat there in college, so it kind of worked out for me. I lived at the Humbucker, and it was, you know, kind of right off that highway a little bit, kind of down that way. So it worked out for me, man. And I just, you know, I want to help the people that, you know, I feel like show love. I mean, I was paying them money at that point. But it's dope, man. I get to go to the tailgate. It'll be my second one ever, so I'm kind of excited about it. And, you know, I just want the fans to come if they have some things they want me to sign or whatever. You know, I'm down to show love, man. I like giving back.
That is awesome. I want to ask you, Chris McIntosh was on our air earlier today. He obviously for the third time has said that Luke Fickell is coming back as the Badgers football coach. You're an important alum. You watch these games. What feeling did that give you when you saw the news that Luke Fickell is officially going to be back next year?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, and I try not to say nothing bad because, unfortunately, well, I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately, but you know, for me to come back and show love, you know, I'm a running to him, especially with like the things I do. So it'll be kind of crazy for me to talk crazy to him and then and be like, yeah, I think he should get fired. I'm like, hey, what's up, coach? But, you know, it's a little different. You know, I have to really
watch that's your
what
next
say,
step
but,
to being a good radio personality because I say people should be fired all the time, and then I got to see them.
See, yeah, you probably good with that. I'm not. I'd be like, oh, man, dude, I'd be trying to avoid them, and that's not a good look. So, but, no, man, someone reached out to me. They was just like, hey, man, we want to get this back right. And I was just like, hey, my only advice is like, hey, just get us back to where we need to be, man. Like, you know, that's all I want and start getting the alumni more involved. And that's what I said. You know, we were on the sideline. You see Michael Irvin on all fours on Miami sideline, which is ridiculous. But it's funny, though. That's my guy. He's on all four. And when I was out there with Ray Ball, like, security was telling us to, like, back up. And, like, it just didn't feel like a home. I mean, when I came for one of the games, I ran into, like, at least five players that I played with that – they were like, yeah, dude, I had to buy my own ticket. I'm like, there's no way. You know, so, it's just little stuff like that just carries over. And, you know, they need to fix it. But
yeah.
So besides, like, getting alumni more involved, I mean, we've obviously all heard the stories of Fickell not allowing NFL scouts in, but maybe that's true. I don't know. Into practice.
I will say this. I know someone who has direct contact with NFL scouts, and he confirms that.
Okay, and then there's the things
of
Fickell. Fickell doesn't have great relationships with high school coaches in the state of Wisconsin. Like, what does this program do now that they're committed to bringing Luke Fickell back next year? What the hell do they do to change this program around?
Dude, I don't know. And that's, I mean, I think that's why everyone's a little bit frustrated. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't, man. I was talking this up the whole nine, man. I just had the utmost faith, and you know, I still got to believe that we're gonna get it done. But boy, it's tough right now, man. I wear the gear. I'm getting talked to crazy. It's just it's been a tough couple of years as a Badger, man. And I don't know what we need to do at this point, you know. And it sounds like, you know, Chris is hard on keeping them there, and I get it. That was his first big hire, and you know, if that looks bad, he looks bad, and you know, so I guess he's throwing all the marbles in on it, you know, because let's just say the worst case scenario happens to where if he gets fired in three games and then he fires him, we're not trying to hear that. Like, no one cares about that at this point, because they're gonna feel like, oh, you should have did that, you know. It's I think he's throwing all the marbles in if he's wanting to bring them back. I do understand about the recruits because it's hard to get recruits if you don't have no clarity on the situation. I did hear that. So I get it, but, man, it's just – I don't know what to say.
Are you going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah. I hope we win. I just pray we win.
If you need a ticket, we got plenty, so just let me know.
But you can also get in for $12 for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Just in case you got to buy your own ticket. It's only $12.
We got you if you want to go to the game. The thing I was like, have you been prepared for how empty Camp Randall has been? The weather could be inclement tomorrow. So, like, are you prepared for how empty Camp Randall has been getting over the last few weeks? Because people aren't showing up.
Honestly,
the student section didn't even show up for the whole game last time.
Dude, no, I honestly didn't even think about that because I'm so used to it being a certain way. And then I've been getting pictures. That's why I've been kind of slow to go to games this year. I'm like, man, I just, you know, to see that, I'm going to be tore up because Badger football means a lot to me. You know what I mean? Like, it means a lot. A lot of hard sweat, blood been, you know, dropped out on that field. And to see it not in the condition I left it in is kind of – or the condition we all left it in. The Badger alums is crazy to me. So I'm not prepared. I didn't even think about that till now. So now I'm a little worried.
It's going to be a bit drafty.
I'm going to tell you something else that's going to bum you out. So I've been using your fantastic, amazing game against Nebraska as a stat to depress Badger fans. So you ran for 408 yards in three quarters. And I don't know if the Badgers are going to have a running back who runs for 408 yards the entire season this year.
Are they not close?
Jones got hurt, Dupree's dinged, and they weren't really close to begin with. So there's a very likely chance that they're not gonna have one running back get there.
To 400 yards.
I'm currently trying to look up the cumulative stats.
Where?
Like an actual running back, because they've had some nice runs from Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kahuna, but it is bad. The other stat here, Melvin, is I'm sure you remember watching this game. The Badgers beat Indiana 83-10, I believe. The Badgers are on pace not to score 83 points in all of Big Ten play this year.
Wow.
So we have the stats in front of you. Dylan Jones is the closest to 300 yards, but he's now out for the year. Dupree has 189 yards, and he's not there. And then I guess Gideon Etuka had a good game, 150 yards, so maybe he can pop off. But 150 yards is the most likely person. That's where they're at right now.
How many games they got left? I don't even look at the schedule no more. It's been a long year.
Four games.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you like to know the opponents? 100. The opponents are Washington tomorrow, then Indiana, ranked number 2 in the country, then Illinois, and then Minnesota.
Yeah, he might not get that. Oh, those are some tough games because Coach B wanted to go stick it to us.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. You know Coach B. I'm not saying he's reveling in this, but when he comes back to Camp Randall, he wants to remind the Badgers.
Oh, he's going to try to put 80 on us. He's going to try to put 80 on us. And I don't blame him. I mean, he's a competitor, too. It's not like he didn't used to play. So, you know, that's not good. Washington's our easiest game.
Yes.
Say that because I don't care how Minnesota schedule it. I mean, who cares about their record? They're going to always try to – they're going to play harder than any team this year against us.
Yep.
Melvin, there's a good chance the Badgers aren't going to have a quarterback throw for 1,000 yards this year. The Badgers are second to last in Power 4 Conference in throwing the football averages per game. So I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just letting you know, like, eat a lot of wings at Wings Over.
That'll
and just be happy and just try to be as chill as possible and just try to live the glory days and just appreciate all the love you'll get. Because I guarantee you at 17 North Charter Street tomorrow, 12:30, 2:30 with Wings Over is going to be the highlight of your day, unfortunately.
Wow. Oh, man, you done messed up my old thought experience for tomorrow, big dog.
I'm sorry.
Golly.
Okay, so here's a question, though. From a player standpoint, like you, like we just said, those four games that they have coming up. Now, if they win out, I'm not saying they're going to do this because I think we can all agree that they're probably not. But if they win out, they could still be bowl. They're going to still get a bowl game. That'd be crazy.
What
get
are
a, that would get
about?
Them to 6 wins. I'm just saying. From a player's perspective, like, how do you get up and get like excited for these games, ready to come play each and every week, even though your season is done? Like, you are cooked, essentially. Like, how as a player do you even do that?
I mean, at this point, you playing for your pride. I mean, that got to mean something out there, fellas. I mean, you got to play for your pride now. I mean, you know, you ain't getting no respect. You ain't getting no respect from nobody out here. I can tell you that. Ain't nobody giving the Badgers no respect. So, I mean, at this point, you gotta play for something bigger than yourself, or I don't know, whatever you need to dig into, like, as far as your emotion or what drives you, you need to find it, because it's embarrassing at this point. And looking at that schedule, it ain't getting no easier. Like, ain't no game's finna just be and with the tournament and how everything is, every game is very important, especially for Indiana. Like, dude, I mean, I don't think we make another bowl game this year, which is, you know. But hopefully those guys just dig in, man. Hopefully they got some pride amongst themselves and not look bad on, because he's coming back. So if you lighten up and you show that, I mean, he going to be like, hey, you quit on me, I'm going to quit on you. And I'm going to go get some guys in to replace you. So they better be smart with that. Not trying to throw that out in the air, but, you know, coaches, when you're doing coach reevaluation, they do player reevaluation as well.
You know, absolutely.
So, I mean, they still playing for jobs. So, yeah, they gotta can't think about that.
Melvin, you're a really good deep thinker, and I want to ask you a question about something more serious, but I want to give you something positive here. So let's say the Badgers get their act together and Fickell and the Mac and all them say, you know what, we need to pull our head out of our asses and make sure we're reaching out to the Melvin Gordons and TJ Watts and even the Colin Wilder, everyone, Chris Orr, all of them. You're ready and willing to go to bat and do whatever is needed to help build up the image for Badger football, right?
Yeah, I'll go talk to those guys. You know, usually when I come in, they try to have me talk to the recruits. I was supposed to talk to them tomorrow, but I just couldn't. But you know, if it definitely don't like interfere with my schedule and what I have going on, as far as if it's like something important, but. Yeah. They just, like, if they tell me in well enough time and they're like, hey, we need you going to talk to the team or just get in front of the group, then yeah. But it got to make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta make it make sense.
Yeah, no, I we, totally we get struggling. That. Yeah, no, I get it. I think I saw you post this on your Instagram, and you've spoken about your time in the NFL, ups and downs, Dallas Cowboys defensive end, Marshawn Nealon. Obviously tragic ending to his life, and I just think that we don't realize and remind ourselves enough that football players are human beings. They're going through things. You're putting your body physically at risk. You're putting your brain at risk, and it's Men's Health Month, and mental health is incredibly important. I thought it was great that you put that out there, but it's one of those things where it's always a reminder, and I'm sure you felt it too, of like, hey, you always just need to check in on people out there, and especially like NFL athletes are people too.
Yeah, you got to, and it's just hard. I get why people don't do it sometimes, because, you know, they look at us like, oh, these guys are so macho, you know, like they're making this or they're making that, or even in college now, it probably starts a little earlier to where they stop getting checkups. Because it's like, oh, you're making a little money, you good. It's like, okay, well, I make a couple of dollars. That don't mean that everything's completely fine, you know. I'm still a person outside of football. Like, I still have regular problems just like you do, you know? And I think people tend to forget that, which is sad. And like I've said, you know, it'd be people that you want to hear from. Cause it's hard to talk to everybody. Your whole life, you have been encouraged to just deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to deal with pain. You have to deal with, you know, and if you don't deal with it, you look or you call weak. And it's just, I don't know if it's a men thing. It's probably a men thing. It's probably a sports thing. But, you know, most men just don't want to be looked at as soft. So it's just like, just give that extra nudge. Don't just ask, hey, how are you doing? Just ask. Like, ask a couple times and make them explain, you know, how they feel. Because you can save somebody's life. And people don't understand, like, it's so hard trying to be consistent out there with football. Where you're playing for so much. Your family, and then something happens, and it just be, like, overwhelming. And you lose the person that you were able to talk to help you with the stress. Now you have nobody to help you. And it's just like, it's so much that goes into it. And people just got to, at the end of the day, just check on your peoples, double check if you have to, you know, and really be considerate and think about it. Because if you don't, you know, situations like that might happen. And then that's the only time people become aware, which is some bull job. But, you know, that's today's world. And people are trying to help with that. So as long as people continue to be aware, we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, Melvin, that's a great message. Everyone's got mental health things they want to work through, and it's hard to ask for help. I will reiterate what you said. Ask for help. People need help, and everyone's willing to give help. So once you ask for it, you're not going to be embarrassed about it. People are willing to give it, and you'll find a lot more people are willing to help than you think there are.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Melvin, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Shoot me a text. Hopefully get a chance to say what's up in person, or otherwise I'll just swing on by. I don't think our tailgate's that far away from yours, so if nothing else, I'm just going to crash your tailgate. So I hope that's all right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bud. Thank you, man. I'll see you tomorrow, man. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you for hopping on. That's Melvin Gordon, legendary Badger football player.